International students and social security numbers. SSA publication number 05-10181. August 2017. Are you temporarily in the United States to attend a college, language, vocational, or non-academic school with a non-immigrant F1, M1, or J1 student classification? Your school may ask you for your social security number. Some colleges and schools use social security numbers as student identification numbers. If you don't have a social security number, the college or school should be able to give you another identification number. Social security numbers generally are assigned to people who are authorized to work in the United States. Social security numbers are used to report your wages to the government and to determine eligibility for social security benefits. Social security will not assign a number to you just to enroll in college or school. If you want to get a job on campus, you should contact your designated school official for international students. The official can tell you if you're eligible to work on campus and can give you information about available jobs. Also, your school may approve certain limited off-campus employment as permitted under Department of Homeland Security, DHS regulations. If your school has authorized you to work either on or off campus and you meet Social Security's eligibility requirements described in the next section, you can get a Social Security number. In general, only non-citizens who have DHS permission to work can apply for a Social Security number. We suggest you wait 48 hours after reporting to your school before you apply for a Social Security number. The waiting will help you ensure we can verify your immigration status with the DHS. To apply for a Social Security number at your local Social Security office, complete an application for a Social Security card SS-5 and show us documents proving your work-authorized immigration status, age, and identity. Immigration status. To prove your immigration status, you must show us a current admission stamp in your unexpired foreign passport and arrival/departure record form I-94, if available. If you're an F1 or M1 student, you must also show us your certificate of eligibility for non-immigrant student status form I-20. If you're a J1 exchange visitor, you must show us your certificate of eligibility for exchange visitor status form DS-2019. Work eligibility. If you're an F1 student and eligible to work on campus, you must provide a letter from your designated school official that identifies you, confirms your current school status, and identifies your employer and the type of work you are or will be doing. We also need to see evidence of that employment, such as a recent pay slip or a letter from your employer. Your supervisor must sign and date the employment letter. The letter must describe your job, your employment start date, the number of hours you are or will be working, and your supervisor's name and telephone number. If you're an F1 student authorized to work in curricular practical training, CPT, you must provide us your form I-20 with the employment page completed and signed by your school's designated official. If you're an F1 or M1 student and have a work permit, form I-766 from the DHS, you must present it. If you're a J1 student, student intern, or international visitor, you must provide a letter from your sponsor. The letter should be a sponsor letterhead with an original signature that authorizes your employment. We cannot process your application if your on-campus or CPT work begins more than 30 days from your application date or the employment start date on your work permit from the DHS form I-766 is a future date. Age. You must present your foreign birth certificate if you have it or can get it within 10 business days. If you can't, present your foreign birth certificate. We can consider other documents, such as your passport or a document issued by the DHS as evidence of your age. Identity. We can only accept certain documents as proof of identity. An acceptable document must be current, not expired, and show your name, identifying information, and preferably a recent photograph. Social Security will ask to see your current unexpired foreign passport with DHS issued immigration documents. All documents must be either originals or copies certified by the issuing agency. We cannot accept photocopies or notarized copies of documents. We also cannot accept a receipt showing you applied for the document. We may use one document for two purposes. For example, we may use your admission stamp in the unexpired foreign passport as proof of both work eligibility and identity. We don't require you to have a Social Security number before you start work. However, the Internal Revenue Service, IRS, requires employers to report wages using a Social Security number. While you wait for your Social Security number, your employer can use a letter from us stating that you applied for a number. Your employer may use your immigration documents as proof of your authorization to work in the United States. Employers can find more information on the internet at www.socialsecurity.gov/employer/hiring.htm. Contacting Social Security. The most convenient way to contact us anytime, anywhere, is to visit www.socialsecurity.gov. There, you can apply for benefits, open a My Social Security account, which you can use to review your Social Security statement, verify your earnings, print a benefit verification letter, change your direct deposit information, request a replacement Medicare card, and get a replacement SSA-1099/1042S. Obtain valuable information, find publications, get answers to frequently asked questions, and much more. If you don't have access to the internet, we offer many automated services by telephone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call us toll free at 1-800-772-1213 or at our TTY number 1-800-325-0778 if you're deaf or hard of hearing. If you need to speak to a person, we can answer your calls from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. We ask for your patience during busy periods, since you may experience a higher than usual rate of busy signals and longer hold times to speak to us. We look forward to serving you.